All right, that's the brand new record. It's not. It's so brand new, it's not even out yet. It comes out October 6th on Northern Spy Records, the Brooklyn Raga Massive's... is it your cover of Terry Riley NC?
Yes, it's our rendition. But it is based on the original score by Terry Riley.
Eric Fraser's here to tell us about their performance of that... legendary piece tonight at the Hudson Opera House, or it's now called the Hudson Opera Hall, or so maybe you should tell us about Brooklyn Raga Massive first, and the Terry Riley and C recording and record first.
Brooklyn Raga Massive is a collective of musicians based in Brooklyn, as the name would suggest, Brooklyn, New York. It consists of dozens of musicians over the years have come together to collaborate in this amazing collective, which is its defining feature, as the name would also suggest, the word raga, R-A-G-A, which is the melody of India. And the Brooklyn Raga Massive consists of musicians who have some orientation to the study of Indian music or South Asian music, primarily acoustic instruments like bansuri, flute, sarod, sitar, tabla, violin, vocal, and then we have people playing oud and other kinds of Middle Eastern instruments. So the real thing that brings us together, I think, is that we're all playing this music from the East. And we've been having a weekly residency of live music every week. Every single Wednesday night, we've basically had live music for the last 5 years, spread across a few different venues in Brooklyn. We had a residency last year at Pioneer Works in Brooklyn. And we now have a weekly residencies going on at Art Cafe, and other venues that have opened their stage for us. And then all kinds of live events. We've done, aside from the weekly residencies, we do concerts. We were featured at Summer Stage this summer with the John Coltrane Raga Tribute Band led by one of our co-founders, Samir Gupta. We have all kinds of other side projects. We've done a variety of creative things, and also Indian classical music being kind of like one of the cornerstones of what we do as well.
And what instrument do you play yourself?
I play bansuri flute, Indian classical flute. I learned in northern India in Calcutta pretty intensively. I started in 2003 with my teacher Pandit Gopal Roy playing Hindustani style, which is of northern India, which I'll be doing tonight, by the way, before the NC set. I'm going to play a classical set with Aaron Hansen on tabla. We'll start at 7 p.m. and then NC will start at 7:30.
And is it an Eastern approach to a Western composition, or what would you say about NC?
NC? I would describe it, I think you're right, it would be best to probably think of it as an Eastern approach to a Western composition. But if you look at NC, I think it doesn't really conform to like Western standards as well. I think it's a minimalist piece, and it's a rather abstract piece, which consists of many cells, little short phrases of music that are composed, and we're reading the music, but people play those at their own, in their own way, repeatedly, and then they go on to another cell, and there's this kind of looseness around it, but the way that these cells work together, somebody could be playing one cell, another person could be playing a different cell, and the way that they work together is it's quite has a lot of texture, and it's very effective. So that's really Terry Riley's genius coming through there.
And it's called in C, I suppose, because it's in the key of C?
It is composed in the key of C. You could arguably play, you could perhaps play it in a different key if you wanted to, but
Are Indian keys the same, or are you, or some, you know?
Yeah, well, in Indian music, we do base our music on a certain key, but it's not, there aren't really key changes in Indian classical music. So if you decide that you're basing your work in the key of C, then whichever raga that you're playing would be in the key of C, but it's notated differently. And so essentially in Indian music, it starts with the root note, which we call sa. So if you're starting, sa can be anything. Sa could be C or D or E or any note in between.
And things evolve from there? How do things evolve from there?
Well, in Indian music, a raga consists of notes, specific notes. And I think that the mistake a lot of people make when they describe what a raga is to call it a scale. It is like a scale conceptually, but the way that you treat the notes is what makes a raga a raga. So some ragas have the exact same notes as a different raga, but the way that they sound is and feel is totally different. So you have your ascending and descending patterns. You have your standing notes, or what we call pakar phrases, which are phrases that, just short phrases that a knowing person of Indian music, if you hear that phrase, immediately you know which raga you're listening to. And then, especially in Hindustani northern style, there's improvisation that comes as in the raga. So it's not composed, it's an oral tradition, and it's something that you learn by being steeped in the music, and of course doing lots and lots of practice.
And is this composition improvisational, or is it all very mapped out?
Well, the improvisational parts of In C that we'll be performing tonight at Hudson Hall in Hudson is mostly, I think, around when people choose to move on to another phrase that's been composed. I think the improvisation is about when one of the musicians decides to, it's up to you to decide when to move on to another cell, or perhaps how fast you play it or how slow you play it. But other than that, it is composed notationally. So there's no real improvisation in notation for this score tonight.
And have you guys been able to rehearse in the new Hudson Hall?
Well, as we speak, over 20 Brooklyn Raga Massive musicians are on their way from Hudson, from Brooklyn up to Hudson to perform tonight. And we will be rehearsing in the hall this afternoon. And of course, we've done this piece together a number of times. So there's been...
Have you been in the new space yet? The new
Hudson Hall, yes. I'm based in Hudson now.
That's where I was going. Yeah. I was trying to think, what do you thought of the new space and as a performance venue?
It's beautiful. They've got new acoustic sound panels on the back wall. The sound is great, and the space is beautiful. And it's just been wonderful working with them so far to plan this program. So it's all good. The sound system is great. It's a very legit high class venue over there.
And you said you moved here to Hudson a year or so ago. How have you found? What do you think of Hudson as a music town or else?
You know, it's exciting. I think what you can see going on in Hudson and all around the Hudson Valley, artists and creative type people are relocating there. Probably most of them from the city. The city is a great place, but I think nowadays it's harder and harder to find an affordable situation. So people are trying to find a way to be artists in other areas, and the Hudson Valley is seems to me like a lot of exciting energy happening.
Yeah, there seems like there are like 4 million ukulele players in the Hudson Valley. Are there a lot of are there Indian musicians in the?
That's funny because I also play ukulele, so so I would like to add myself to that crowd.
There's a ukulele festival at the Chatham Library in a few weeks.
Oh yeah,
so, okay. Check that out.
Yeah. I know there are a few Indian classical musicians around. There are. And I hope that that more of them come out and make themselves known. To me, at least, I would like to find more people to work with up here who are, you know, experienced with Indian music. Yeah.
And if you might be interested, you could come out tonight to hear some, I guess, or hear. Yeah. I don't know if it's really Indian music because you're doing a Western composition, but yeah. You can sort of hear the style. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, for the Terry Riley's NC piece that we're playing tonight with over 20 members of the Brooklyn Raga Massive at Hudson Hall, is a Western piece. We will be playing it all on Indian instruments. So it will have a feeling of Indian music, especially the sonic sounds of the instruments. And there will be a classical Indian piece to open before the NC concert tonight, featuring myself, Eric Fraser on Bansuri flute, and Aaron Hansen on tabla.
And you've got 20 others. The stage is big enough there.
Yeah, the stage is big enough. I was over there yesterday, dropping off some of my own rugs to help them cover the floor, because we all sit. Most of us all sit on the floor when we play, as per traditional Indian style. We're not accustomed to sitting and playing music in chairs, so it's all floor seating for us on the stage, and we've got a bunch of rugs covering. The stage looks beautiful.
Are you allowed to burn incense in there? Probably not. Anything else that folks should know about if they want to come, or another reason to bring them there? You want to tell them your website?
Yeah, BrooklynRagaMassive.com is the Brooklyn Raga Massive website. Here's a great reason to come tonight. Like Tom was saying, the CD is not officially out yet, so you cannot order it online until October. But we have a number of CDs available tonight for pre-sale, pre-release tonight at Hudson Hall for Brooklyn Raga Massive's NC.
All right. Well, then you get an early chance to hear the Brooklyn Raga Massive version of Terry Riley NC tonight at the Hudson Hall. Is that what Hudson Opera House Hall?
Well, it's known now as Hudson Hall, officially known now as Hudson Hall at the historic Hudson Opera House.
All right, and that's right along Warren Street. There, you can't miss it in the middle of Hudson. Eric Fraser, thank you for coming by, and good luck with the show tonight at the Hudson Opera House, Henry Hudson Hall, historic, whatever it is called now.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks, everybody. Hope to come on out tonight.